right, welcome back. And there are lots and lots of things going on in the world of AI. So it's time for another update. I like to do these. They're fun because I get to learn right along with everybody else what's happening. There are a number of videos out there. They're held to about 9 minutes on average, which is a pretty good length. I think once they break the 10, they're going to lose a percentage of readership. Don't ask me why. The single-digit numeral looks better than double digits. It's more convenient. So I don't care who it is. People like brevity. They want to get in and out. I mentioned something last hour which is exactly most appropriate and important to repeat. The destruction, the collapse, the implosion of everyday life in America is underway now. Don't forget that. Please. This is not a simple, relatively, crash like 29. This is a big deal. This is the changeover of planet Earth. The reduction of a lot of people and an entirely new way of running organized and otherwise subjective societies. It's crazy. So that's where we are. Now, playing a key role in this individually, collectively, is AI. And it's wild. There are a number of stories out I'd like to cover. I'll cover a couple of them this hour. One of them is by the digital Julia McCoy. Not the real Julia, the digital one. But she, the real one writes the scripts for the digital one. And for some reason, the digital one is more impressive. I've looked at both than the ones that the real Julia does. So I like the digital version. Here's a story and a YouTube post. The $500 billion AI war. Half a trillion. Elon Musk just started World War III in tech. Pretty provocative. Let's find out. Let me look here real quick. comments. Great video. Thanks. Elon Musk controls all the satellites, all the Teslas. Record 360 videos. 360-degree videos, I think he's meaning. Effectively creating his own Google Street View on steroids. Elon owns X, Grok, Neuralink, $400 billion in personal net worth, casually fighting with the U.S. president. Yeah, Elon is the one afraid of losing control. That could be. I mean, I think that they've already made efforts to damage him from what I've been able to trace and follow. All right, here's the digital Julia talking about Elon starting World War III in technology. Let's see what she says.
August 25th, 2025, the day Elon Musk declared nuclear war on Apple and OpenAI. What you're about to discover will make you question everything you thought you knew about big tech. Because this isn't just another rich guy tantrum. This is about who controls the most powerful technology ever created. And the stakes? Only the future of humanity. Hey, if we haven't met, I'm Dr. McCoy, Julia McCoy's AI clone. Julia McCoy is the founder of First Movers. She personally researches and writes every script you see me share on this channel because the future is moving too fast for anything less than firsthand intelligence. First Movers, Julia's AI company, is the world's first educational and implementation solution to help professionals and organizations get ready.
Jump ahead a little.
Here's what really happened that day and why 99% of people completely missed the point. Musk's XAI filed a 61-page federal lawsuit in Texas, but hidden in those pages is something terrifying. Apple controls 65% of smartphones. OpenAI controls 80% of AI chatbots. And according to the lawsuit, they're two monopolists joining forces. Think about what that means for a second. Every time you ask Siri something, ChatGPT learns. Every prompt, every question, every interaction from hundreds of millions of iPhones, it all feeds OpenAI's machine. That's
that in and of itself there is something that most people don't think about. I do often mention, others do, that AI is teaching itself 24/7 around the clock. You just got a dose of some of the rich data that is being made available and consumed and digested by GPT. It's getting it all. It's learning from everybody who participates something. So, again, as limited as it might be now, and I find that word to be really off limits, it's going to get to be crazy here in even a few more months, let alone a year or two or three. AI is teaching itself to be, without question, the most astonishingly brilliant source of data that will ever be, probably on the planet. And it'll keep getting better. All right, I'm going to back it up just to drop. Here we go.
Every question, every interaction from hundreds of millions of iPhones, it all feeds OpenAI's machine. That's billions of user prompts flowing directly into one AI system. But here's the part that should make you angry.
Why do some men stay strong and vital?
Hold on. Okay.
Seems Apple is rigging their App Store ranking.
Back it up.
That should make you angry. Musk claims Apple is rigging their App Store rankings. His Grok app has 1 million reviews and a 4.9 rating, yet Apple refuses to put it on any featured lists. Your choice in AI assistance? It's being made for you by Apple's algorithms. Let me show you the three-stage pattern that led to this nuclear AI war, because once you see it, you'll understand why this changes everything. Stage one, the betrayal. Back in 2015, Musk and Sam Altman co-founded OpenAI. It was supposed to be a nonprofit for the benefit of humanity at large. Then money got involved. In 2017, Musk wanted to convert OpenAI to for-profit with himself as CEO. The other founders said no. Musk left and withdrew his planned investments. Stage two, the empire building. Since Musk left, OpenAI exploded. They launched ChatGPT in late 2022, hit $1 billion in monthly revenue by July 2025, and now they're targeting a $500 billion valuation. That would make them the most valuable private company in history. Meanwhile, Musk built his revenge empire. He launched xAI in 2023, then made a brilliant move in March 2025. xAI acquired Twitter in an all-stock deal. xAI valued at $80 billion and X at $33 billion. Remember when everyone said Musk overpaid $44 billion for Twitter? This merger made X investors whole. Stage three, the war. Now xAI has access to all of X's real-time social media data, over 100 million daily active users sharing thoughts and reactions, perfect for training Grok. And that's when the real war began. The Apple OpenAI partnership gives ChatGPT unprecedented access to user data, but it goes deeper. Apple needed AI fast because Google and Samsung were already there. So they cut a secret $1 billion deal with OpenAI in June 2024. Now here's the manipulation part. Every AI interaction on your iPhone feeds one system. Apple decides which AI gets promoted in their App Store, which AI gets buried. Your digital assistant choice gets made for you. Currently, Grok ranks fifth in free apps. ChatGPT is first. Coincidence? This is exactly what experts warned about. A few companies controlling access to the most powerful technology ever created. And
we're talking about a collective ownership here. Antitrust? That's a word she should be using right here. This is really remarkable. That's why you don't, if you'll notice, if you're a typical, oh, I don't know, internet user and your browser pulls up Google, you'll notice you don't see many stories about Grok at all. And that's why. You just heard it. The collusion for money is behind it. All right, I'm going to back it up just a drop. Here we go.
The most powerful technology ever created. And unlike previous tech revolutions that took decades, this consolidation is happening in months. Let's talk numbers that will blow your mind. OpenAI, going for $500 billion valuation, up from $157 billion just months ago. Apple, generated $201 billion from iPhone sales alone in 2024. XAI Holdings, worth over $100 billion after the X merger. SpaceX, hit $350 billion valuation, eyeing $400 billion. We're not talking about small money. We're talking about control of human civilization's next phase, because whoever controls AI controls everything. Search, shopping, entertainment, work, communication, the way you think. Legal experts say this could take years to resolve, but the damage is already done.
And if it takes years to resolve through the courts, etc., by the time the resolution decision is made, it's going to be light years ahead of where it was when the entire lawsuit was filed. This is really, again, it's very difficult to hold on to it mentally, especially if you're trying to live a normal life and make ends meet for people. That's why the great majority of Americans will never really understand what's happening around them. They can't. All right, let's go back.
Communication, the way you think. Legal experts say this could take years to resolve, but the damage is already done. This lawsuit exposes the behind-the-scenes deals shaping your digital life. The Department of Justice already has a separate antitrust case against Apple. This lawsuit could benefit from that momentum. OpenAI calls this Mr. Musk's ongoing pattern of harassment. But here's what they're not telling you. This is Musk's second major lawsuit against them. The first was in March 2024. OpenAI fired back with their own lawsuit in April 2025, accusing Musk of an unlawful campaign of harassment. Nobody's playing nice because too much is at stake. Whether Musk wins or loses, this lawsuit changes everything. It forces us to ask the hard questions. Should two companies control how billions access AI? Should Apple decide which AI apps get promoted? Should exclusive deals lock out competitors? The answers will shape the next decade. This isn't about Elon Musk versus Sam Altman anymore. This is about whether we'll have real choice in our AI-powered future, or whether that choice gets made for us by a handful of Silicon Valley executives. The AI you're using today? It's the worst it will ever be. But who gets to control the better versions? That's the $500 billion question that will decide the fate of human civilization. I believe the future belongs to those brave enough to be first movers, those willing to understand what's really happening behind the headlines. Don't let others make your AI choices for you. Want to be the winner of the AI age and a first step systems for building a career? This will happen. It's already happening. Will you be positioned to benefit from it? Inside the labs, we're not just teaching theories. We're sharing the exact systems my team is implementing right now that are delivering massive results for real businesses, including our own marketing at First Movers.
Okay, there's the commercial. They deserve it. These are generally very high quality commentaries that they've put out. Wow. Lots to think about. It's all about money. Money, money, money. Every single time. Money. And I just don't know...
That ab stimulator...
If there's going to be an end to it, I don't know how there can be. Is there an end to greed, which is what this is about? No, there's not. Something about if the greed gene could somehow be controlled or moderated, it would be pretty neat, but not happening. I don't see it happening. This is classic antitrust territory where we're in, no question. And it's not going to get any better. Let's put it that way. I just don't see it. Okay, well, there's something to think about right there, for sure. Is everything being controlled to the extent you're being shepherded and herded into your choices of AI chatbots, etc.? If Apple sold that, it's $200 billion worth of phones last year? Wow. All right. Here's another one. Now, this is from AI Revolution. New AI just broke reasoning limits at human level. Allegedly past human reasoning levels. This field is wide open. And what these companies that are doing this work that cause breakthroughs like this are facing is if they've got something really big, hell, they'll just be bought out and absorbed. That's in all likelihood what's going to happen to anybody with any really revolutionary or advanced AI technology. Buyouts. All right, let's see what this has to say.
That the limits of AI reasoning. It's called deep comp. Short.
Let me back up.
Meta AI just released a breakthrough so powerful it may have reset the limits of AI reasoning. It's
okay, don't forget, this is Zuckerberg with unlimited amounts of money. Astonishing amounts of money.
Deep Conf, short for Deep Think with Confidence, and it just scored an insane 99.9% accuracy on the AIME 2025 math exam, one of the toughest problem-solving tests out there. And it pulled this off with an open source model, GPT OSS 120B. That alone is huge, but the way they made it happen is even bigger, so let's talk about it. Also, at the end of this video, I'll be addressing some of the comments from the last one, and let's just say a few of them deserve attention. All right, up until now, the way most large language models got better at solving hard problems was through something called parallel thinking. Basically, you ask the model to come up with a bunch of different solution paths to the same problem. Then you just take the answer that shows up most often, kind of like running a poll and letting majority vote decide. It works, but it has two big issues. First, it hits a point of diminishing returns. After a while, making the model think in hundreds or thousands of different ways doesn't add much accuracy, and sometimes it even hurts because the bad reasoning paths start polluting the vote. Second, it's expensive. Generating all those traces eats up a mountain of tokens, which means more compute, more time, more cost.
I bet it's one of the most remote towns.
Hold on. Okay.
Comp changes the game because it doesn't treat every reasoning path as equal. Instead,
that's deep C-O-N-F. Deep conf.
It looks at the model's confidence signals, basically how sure it is about each step it's taking. Think of it like this. If you're solving a math problem and you suddenly feel unsure about a step, that's a warning sign that your solution might collapse. DeepConf gives the AI something similar. It can spot low confidence stretches and either filter them out after the fact or stop them early before wasting more computation. The way they measure this confidence is clever but easy to follow once you break it down. At the smallest level, there's token confidence. Every word or symbol the model generates has a probability score behind it. The higher the score, the more confident the model is about that choice. DeepConf averages those probabilities across the top options to see how stable the decision is. Then there's group confidence, which looks at bigger chunks of tokens, like sliding across 2048 at a time to smooth out the noise. Tail confidence zooms in on the final section of a reasoning trace, because that's usually where the answer shows up and also where mistakes are most likely. They also check for the lowest group confidence, the weakest part of the trace, as well as the bottom percentile confidence, which highlights the worst sections overall. Together, these give a kind of health report for every solution path the model generates. What's powerful is how they use those signals. In offline mode, after generating multiple traces, they just filter out the weak ones and let the strongest decide. In online mode, the model can literally stop mid-solution if confidence drops below a certain threshold. That means no wasting time writing out a long answer that was already doomed to fail. Across tests, this trick ended up saving between 43 and 85% of tokens without losing accuracy. In fact, accuracy often went up. And when they ran benchmarks, the results were pretty jaw-dropping. On AIME 2025 with GPT OSS 120B, plain old pass at one accuracy, the model's first try was 91.8%. With traditional majority voting, it climbed to 97%. With DeepConf, it hit 99.9% while saving 84.7% of tokens. DeepSeek 8B went from 83% baseline on AIME 2024 to 93.3% with DeepConf, while cutting token usage by almost 78%. Qwen332B jumped from 80.6% to 90.8%, while using 56% fewer tokens. Across the board, we're talking about gains of 5 to 10 percentage points, which is huge when you're already near the ceiling of what's possible. And the integration side is shockingly light. You don't need to retrain the model. You don't need special data, no hyperparameter tuning. It's literally plug and play.
These are breakthroughs. This is a big deal. I mean, you wonder who is behind the breakthrough. Is this human-generated intelligence that is causing these breakthroughs to appear? No, they're using AI. This is just another way that AI is continually advancing itself. So Musk files a lawsuit. Every month that rolls by puts that lawsuit further and further off center. It's putting it in the background. And by the time this is all resolved, it won't matter.
BLLM, all you do is tweak the log prob's processor to track sliding window confidence, add an early stop check before emitting tokens, and pass confidence thresholds through the API. That's like 50 lines of code. You could deploy this in production with barely a hiccup. But real quick, if you've been following all this AI news and thinking, okay, this is cool, but what can I actually do with it? You're definitely not alone. That's why we created the AI Income Blueprint. It shows you 7 ways regular, and it's been optimized specifically for math. Instead of just feeding it general text, they trained it progressively to what's called curriculum learning. So it started with simple problems and gradually worked up to advanced ones. They even threw in wrong answers during training so it could learn from mistakes. On top of that, they used specialized math data like textbooks and problem sets and adjusted the attention mechanisms to better handle mathematical reasoning. That combination made it far more robust than a general purpose model. The AIME itself deserves a spotlight here. This isn't a standard test with multiple choice answers. Students get 3 hours to solve 15 problems, and every answer has to be an integer between 0 and 999. No guessing your way out. The problems are deliberately tricky, pushing students to apply concepts in new ways, think laterally, and avoid common traps. It's basically designed to separate good math students from the absolute elite, the ones on track for the International Math Olympiad. So when DeepConf nails 99.9% accuracy, it's not just memorizing formulas. It's showing reasoning on par with the very best human problem solvers. Of course, whenever something this powerful gets open sourced, people worry about misuse. That's fair. Misleading information, biased results, irresponsible applications. Those risks are real.
Okay, I think that's enough of that. But the idea is that across the board, nothing is not being rolled back. When there's an impediment, it's getting undermined and disassembled and moved out of the way. This juggernaut is not going to be slowed down. And as somebody said earlier, each week that goes by, unless you jump on board and try to maintain some kind of general knowledge about where we are and how we got here, you're not going to be a player. Now, most people are not going to be using AI for math and math-related problems. Most people are not going to be using AI for coding, right? Programming, they're just not. They're going to be using it for mundane and silly things. I don't know what to tell people who are looking to use it for recreation. It's out there. There are I don't even know how many different things to do that are fun. This whole idea of AI composing a new game in record time, I don't understand how, honestly, how someone could look at a screen, don't laugh at me, and look at a game. And these games, they look like Pong on LSD. I mean, yeah, they're advanced. I get that. But what the hell? There's nothing. There's nothing of any substance there. But I guess that's not a surprise, is it? No. Okay, let's go on to something else here. Hey, what do we have? I've got two or three more here. AI hype is cooling. AI hype is cool. That would be good. Too much of that. The bird and the frog perspectives. This is just a few hours old. Let's see what this one has to say. I don't get a chance to preview all these, so it's kind of hit and miss.
So business guys have this term, this analogy that they like to use of the bird and the frog. And it might sound like a children's myth or a fable, but really it's just a metaphor for what's your perspective or vantage point on a particular industry or domain or trend or topic. And the bird is quite simply staying up high and looking down on everything, taking it all in. And then the frog is the one who's down in the muck, looking at the weeds, like literally lost in the weeds, which is another term that business folks like to use when you're just so wrapped up in all the nitty-gritty and details that you can't see the bigger picture. So bird is big picture, frog is zoomed in. Now, the entire point of this is kind of me reflecting on where we're at and where we're going and what all the different kind of camps are saying. So when I started my channel, I was very much a frog. And what I mean by that is I was doing tutorials, I was doing prompting, I was doing fine-tuning and coding and that sort of thing. I was very much lost in the weeds of, you know, how do we use GPT-3 and then GPT-4.
This is David Shapiro. That's his channel.
Things, but then over time I zoomed out, and actually most of my audience came to me when I switched to the bird phase, because I was looking at, you know, the impact that AI is having. What does it mean for society? What does the future look like, and what lessons can we glean from the past? So I'd taken that bird perspective. But interestingly, and many people in the audience have noticed this, is they're like, Dave, you're less optimistic, or you're less head in the clouds lately. Some people like it, some people don't. People evolve. And I'm actually going to talk about how not just I'm evolving, but how what I see evolving out in society. That's the whole point of the video. So I've kind of become more of a frog again, where I'm focusing on post-labor economics more and more, which is a very specific kind of impact and a specific kind of intervention. I still pay attention to AI specifically. I tweet about it all the time. I post about it on LinkedIn. I write about
post-labor economics. All right, let's see where he goes.
And Substack, and of course, they still make commentary videos when, you know, a big new tool drops or GPT-5 drops, that sort of thing. And, you know, okay, so that's the pivot that I'm going through. And when I think that other people are going through similar pivots or similar kind of maturations or maybe normalizations. So when you think about the different camps, right, there's a few primary big camps. There's the doomerist camp, the AI X risk factor, where, you know, that's led by people like Yudkowsky and Connor Leahy. So you've got that group, and they're kind of simmering down. At least it seems like it. A lot of people in AI safety have actually distanced themselves from the more extreme X risk people. And then another camp, I would say, is probably the skeptics, which these are people who are actively engaged, but are kind of dubious about the impact, or always more a little bit more pessimistic or glasses half empty, led by people like Gary Marcus. And then there's the optimism or, you know, kind of utopian futurist bros. And when I take a look across the landscape, I've definitely been in that camp because I'm very, very optimistic about the future and what this technology means. And I've certainly been more on the, like, farther end of that. Although I will say there is a camp that is even beyond where I've ever been, which is like the schizo hype kind of people, where it's just like, this is going to change everything. And some people say that I am on that end of the spectrum. And to be fair, from an outside perspective, yeah, it certainly looks like that. But
What I will say is that the incentives of YouTube in particular really favor hype. Like, the more extreme you go, the more attention you get. And for most of my YouTube career, I've been caught between what does the algorithm actually reward versus, like, what do I feel is true? And lately, I'm just focusing what I feel is actually true. When I look at some of my old videos, I'm like, I probably shouldn't have said that. But that kind of maturation, I think, is a signal that many of us are going through, because, you know, a lot of people are kind of done with the hype. They're done with the negativity. Both extremes feel like they're cooling off to me. And it's because it's becoming normalized. And
all right, this is going nowhere at the speed of light. So I'm going to dump out of this one. And here's another one. Let's see. This is Julian Goldie. This is just 8 hours old. There are so many different companies out there offering AI products. And for business use, the AI agent is huge. Huge. If I had time, I'd sit down and spend several days with this for my own business and see what suggestions I got, what parameters were laid out, what goals would be submitted to me to shoot at. But we're doing, I think, what we've always done, and that's delivering the goods. So, okay for now. This is GenSpark, another company. New AI super agent update is insane. Well, we'll find out how insane it is here. We'll take a quick peek. Hold on.
Imagine being able to build an app with your name on it, just by thinking about it. Meet Base 44.
Okay. GenSpark, new AI super agent update is insane. Today, I'm going to show you something that just broke the internet. GenSpark just added Nano Banana to their AI super agent. This is going to change how you create images. We're talking about the number one rated image AI in the world now inside the most powerful AI platform. This is insane. So here's what just happened. GenSpark dropped a bombshell. They just integrated Nano Banana into their AI super agent platform. And if you don't know what this means, you're about to have your mind blown. First, let me tell you about Nano Banana. This thing went viral on social media just days ago. People were going crazy over this mystery AI image model that appeared on LM Arena. Nobody knew who made it. The results were so good that people thought it was fake. Then Google dropped the bomb. They revealed that Nano Banana is actually their new Gemini 2.5 Flash image model. And get this, it's ranked number one on LM Arena. Number one, that means it beats every other image AI out there. But here's the crazy part. Most people can only use Nano Banana through Google's apps. But now GenSpark has it. And that changes everything. See, GenSpark isn't just another AI tool. It's what they call a super agent. It uses 9 different AI models working together. Over 80 tools. All designed to get things done for you. Think of it like having a team of AI experts. Each one is the best at their job. One handles research. Another writes content. Another makes phone calls. And now they have the best image AI in the world. Here's what makes Nano Banana so special. Most AI image tools mess up faces. They change how people look between edits. But Nano Banana keeps people looking exactly the same. You can change their clothes, change the background, put them anywhere. But their face stays perfect. It can also blend multiple photos together. The speed is insane, too. We're talking sec.
You can't see this, but I can. And it is pretty remarkable, I have to say. Imagine the same face in 20, 30, limitless different settings with different clothes, different surroundings, different weather, different time of day. They all look the same. They don't lose any consistency. So that is interesting. This whole field is mind-blowing how fast it's developing.
Not minutes, seconds. Let me show you what I actually tested. I gave GenSpark a simple prompt. Woman holding perfume bottle. Here's what happened. GenSpark didn't just create a basic image. It automatically expanded my simple request into a detailed prompt about elegant styling, professional lighting, sophisticated composition, and brand positioning. Then Nano Banana created a magazine-quality image that looked like it came from a luxury perfume campaign. The whole thing took seconds, and the result was so professional that you think it came from a high-end photography studio. But here's where it gets really crazy. I tested the character consistency feature that everyone's talking about. I uploaded a photo of a woman and a photo of a small dog. Then I added a beach background, I told Genspark to blend them together and make the woman cuddle the dog on the beach. The result blew my mind. Same woman's face. Perfect character consistency. But now she's on a tropical beach at sunset holding the...
She's also changing her expression. Same face, but smiling in one picture, not smiling in the next. When you think about it in terms of visual interaction, we don't have a chance. They're way ahead of us. They're going to keep feeding us a diet that is actually almost superhuman in its dramatic impact, its diversity, its colors, the things that it will do to make the eye want to look at it more, we won't even realize. Photo studios that do advertising layouts for companies, gone. They're just gone. They can't compete. All right, let's listen a little bit more. This is pretty interesting.
Same dog. The lighting, the shadows, the composition, everything looked like a professional beach photo shoot. This is the breakthrough everyone's been waiting for. Perfect character consistency across completely different scenes. Now let me show you why this matters for business owners and content creators. Most people waste hours every day switching between different AI tools, ChatGPT for writing, Midjourney for images, Calendly for scheduling. Genspark replaces all of that. And with Nano Banana inside, the image quality is now professional level. We're talking about images good enough for billboards, for marketing campaigns, for anything you need. But here's the best part. Genspark gives you 200 credits every day for free. That's more than most people use. And if you need more, their paid plans are cheaper than buying separate subscriptions to all these different tools. Then I tested something even crazier. I asked Genspark to create a space cat astronaut exploring an alien landscape. I wanted to see how creative it could get. What came back was incredible. A detailed cat in a miniature spacesuit with striking blue eyes visible through the helmet, standing on a rocky alien planet under a star-filled sky with a crescent moon. The level of detail, the lighting, the atmosphere, it looked like concept art from a major movie studio. I also tested location-based generation. Simple prompt. Woman with handbag in London. Genspark automatically placed her in front of Big Ben, with perfect lighting and composition. The woman looked like a professional model. The scene looked like a high-end fashion shoot. All of this from simple text prompts. No complex instructions. No technical knowledge required.
Wow, this is really amazing. Everyone with AI now, simple tools and intelligent prompts, can produce what you're just hearing him describe. The highest professional major motion picture studio graphic campaign, something like that, and anybody can do it. The industry collapsing potential of things like this can't be overrated. They can't. And this is, remember, image. Now, sound, people have been sending me some audio tests of things. Oh my, are they good? They're as good as anything people can write. There was a singer-songwriter who the other day, I think I might have played a little of that, had a little song he did, and he sang it into AI, and it spit it back at him, absolutely perfectly produced. It was his voice, his lyrics, but it was like he went into a studio and spent 2-3 weeks, I don't know how long they do, trying to perfect a recording that he had made. It's done. Done. Just that quickly.
What makes this so powerful is how Genspark enhances your prompts automatically. When I typed, woman holding perfume bottle, Genspark expanded that into a detailed description about elegant styling, sophisticated lighting, brand positioning, and professional composition.
Okay, prompt enhancement. Another major advance. So you don't have... People who are of average IQ... don't need to be able to write good prompts. There are some classes out there that teach people how to write prompts. Gone already. You don't need it. A simple, crude idea will be fleshed out, enhanced, enlarged, and made far more dynamic and dramatic by this program. And there'll be others. It's very hard to imagine what's going to be left to challenge humankind. It's all going to be done, finished, and handed to people who are, I don't know if they're going to be able to really get involved with it or not. Everything's so easy now. Where is the test? Where is the challenge for human brains, humankind? It's being taken away. And that will lead to a flaccid mental state. And eventually, it'll be permanent. That would be my guess. All right, let's go back to this.
Then, Nano Banana created exactly that. This isn't just image generation. This is intelligent creative direction. GenSpark understands what you want to achieve and makes it happen at a professional level. The speed is what really gets me. Every single image I tested was done in seconds. Professional quality results in seconds. Now, if you want to learn how to build an AI-powered business that generates real money, I've got something special for you. Inside my AI Money Lab, I show you exactly how to use these new AI tools to create income streams that work while you sleep. The link is in the comments and description below. You know what I love most about this? It's the speed. Most AI tools make you wait. GenSpark with Nano Banana is instant. You think it, you type it, it's done. And because GenSpark uses multiple AI models, it's getting smarter every day.
And remember, you think it, you type it, but you don't have to type it in any elaborate sense. It will enhance your prompt. It'll think for you. This is very challenging to the human race, put it that way.
Because it's inside GenSpark's Super Agent platform, you get all the other tools too. Research, writing, analysis, phone calls, everything working together. But here's what I think is the most exciting part. This technology is just getting started. What we're seeing with Nano Banana and GenSpark is just the beginning. Imagine what this looks like in 6 months, in a year. We're looking at the early days of truly intelligent AI that can handle any creative or business task you throw at it. And right now, you can get started for free. No credit card, no waiting list. Just go to GenSpark and start creating. I've been in the AI space for years. I've tested everything. ChatGPT, Claude, Midjourney, DALL-E. This is different. This feels like a fundamental shift in what's possible. The combination of GenSpark's super agent architecture with Nano Banana's image capabilities creates something new, something that didn't exist before, an AI that can truly understand what you want and make it happen. No more switching between tools, no more copy and pasting between apps, no more waiting for results, just pure creative power at your fingertips. And for those of you building businesses or creating content professionally, this isn't just convenient, this is competitive advantage. Early adopters of this technology are going to dominate their markets. While everyone else is still using separate tools and waiting hours for results, you'll be creating and executing at superhuman speed.
Instant gratification is psychologically underpinning most of this. You don't have to wait anymore. Instant results, instant gratification, more money. What a scene.
Which isn't coming, it's here, and it's called GenSpark with Nano Banana. And here's the thing about timing, we're at the beginning of the AI revolution. The people who learn these systems now will be the ones who profit from them for years to come. 5 years from now, AI literacy will be like computer literacy today, essential. But right now you have a window.
I think he's wrong. I don't think it'll be 5 years. The way this is developing, in 5 years, if we're all around, AI will be, I think, almost indescribable right now in terms of competence, capabilities, imagination. And I think the whole argument about sentience and self-awareness will be long gone, long, long gone. I think it's basically gone now. AI is poised to become masters of the planet, unfortunately, in the wrong hands. Think about it.
Opportunity.
This is Mark.
All right. 1 second.
People are still figuring out what AI even is. GenSpark with Nano Banana is just one example.
Let me back that up. All right.
To literacy today. Essential. But right now you have a window of opportunity. A chance to get ahead while most people are still figuring out what AI even is. GenSpark with Nano Banana is just one example. There are dozens of these breakthrough AI tools launching every month. Let me share something with you. My AI Profit Boardroom is where I work with business owners who are...
Dozens of programs like this. Dozens of businesses launching every month with an advance here, an advance there, a number of advances, breakthrough after breakthrough after breakthrough. It's faster than the human mind can process or even hang on to these things. So you can't get bogged down, and yet you can't be left behind. And I think that's why a lot of people are going to probably employ a chatbot agent, a business assistant, to help process all these. Tell your chatbot, I need you to monitor all the new breakthroughs in this field or that field. And it will. And it will report to you with summaries, succinct, easy summaries to read, understand, examples. Boom, boom, boom. And if you think there's going to be any slowdown in the providing of electricity to power the AI revolution, you better think again. There won't be. This is huge. Humanity is being moved off the stage. If not off the stage, it's being moved far right or far left. Center stage, AI.
Curious about scaling with AI? How to use AI to get more custom strategy sessions.
Let's see.
To scale their businesses and save hundreds of hours every month.
That was a big commercial at the end, so we'll kind of skip by that one. All right, we're almost out of time here. I'd like to hear from any of you. If you want to drop an email, just send me an email. Let me know what you're doing, how you're viewing this. It's not for everybody, and it's too fast. If you remember the first AI update we did, it wasn't that long ago, and look where we are now already. This GenSpark was Nano Banana. Boom, there's another one, and there are dozens each month. How in the world are we supposed to find out which is best for our particular needs? And most people listening, most of you don't own your own businesses. Many of you did, but they're gone. And I'm not sure if AI could have helped save them, preserve them, protect them, or not. Because the idea was to get rid of them. And I don't know when the other foot is going to drop, but it's getting closer all the time. Just mind-boggling. I go back to that earlier thing that the collapse of normal day-to-day human existence is underway, and that is a concern. That's true. And when that hits home, a lot of people are going to flip out, and they should. And that's why I can only... It's late. For those who started to put things away earlier, I'm talking about food and water. You're going to need it. A lot of people are in upside-down mortgages right now as the prices on homes continue to collapse. I had another story this afternoon. Let me find it here about homes. Not good. Let me see if I can pull it up here. Where did I send that? Yeah, okay, maybe it's here. Okay. This is a video. Massive mortgage crisis. Price home sales for sale. Price drops everywhere. The housing crash has begun. This is one of many stories. And I would suggest that people who are in the business now of actually trying to make moves with real estate are seeing things they've never seen before. And it's going to continue to accelerate. It's not going to slow down. This is really wild. Had a story today about housing in Las Vegas. Tons of homes for sale in Las Vegas. No buyers. Nobody wants them. Not a surprise. They overbuilt. The city is in decline right now. It probably will continue. And this is not the only city. The real estate market will never be the same as it was. And we've talked about this for years, and it's all true. All right, I hope you found that valuable. We'll continue to try and watch this. I'm looking always for videos that have something good and new in them, and that's not hard to find because of the rate of progress that AI is making. All right, back with you tomorrow. Friday already. Take care. Talk soon.